Growing up in rural Vietnam, Do Van Hung only saw agriculture on a small scale in his village.
In contrast to Australia, with a lot of cattle in the families, we have small scales of agriculture productions. That means each family has only 3 or 5 cows. That is typical for Vietnam.
However, since studying animal husbandry in Hanoi and winning an Australian government scholarship to come to Rockhampton 2 years ago, Mr. Do has turned his mind to large-scale issues, namely beef cattle IVF, and he's had a breakthrough.
With the in vivo embryos that makes from the cows, it's all right to use slow freezing, but that machines may not work very well with IVF embryos. So now we modified cryopreservation process, and with a high cooling rate and high warming rate, we can achieve the very high survival of embryos. Now I'm at the first stages, and yesterday I warmed some embryos and I got 100% of them survival through my technology.
That 100% success rate is a game changer because traditionally, with the slower freezing techniques, only less than half of embryos frozen were able to be used. That meant that lots of them just ended up in the bin. Mr. Do has been working with scientist and owner of Australian Reproductive Technology, Simon Walton. Mr. Walton says the breakthrough will have tremendous applications across the industry.
The biggest failing of IVF so far, not just here but around the world, has been the inability to freeze the embryos that we produce. And so we've been throwing away 30 to 40% of our embryos. The other big problem, of course, is that during the dry season, we have no work. And so this really hinders, you know, our business. The ability to freeze the IVF embryos and get great pregnancy rates for them, from them has really changed the way we operate. So typically now our system is producing really good embryos. We're freezing the best of those embryos, transferring the rest as fresh embryos. Then those very good frozen embryos we can transfer at our leisure. It also allows us then during the dry season to continue to produce embryos, freeze them, store them, and that will allow us to at least double the number of embryos we transfer in the breeding season.
Mr. Do says the technology that he's been working on here is far beyond what's being used in Vietnam. But one day he hopes to return home and help to bring the beef industry there into line with the rest of the world.
Yes, we are in the early stage of embryo productions. So we have own facilities or equipments for doing so, but we lack the human resources. So that's the reason why I come to developed countries like Australia to study. And I hopefully I can bring back that technology to my country to improve our animal production.